It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
Think for a moment about a time when you've gone through a difficult experience in your life or you have been grieving or suffering. Picture that time and then think about what did you feel and think during that time. So picture a time when you were suffering and what were some of the emotions and challenges you had during that time. Well, I wish I could hear your stories, but I can't. But my story was that I felt and experienced grief for about 2 years over a difficult situation. And some of the emotions that I experienced during that grief process were depression and guilt and anger and resentment and physical distress. So if those are some of the things you experienced too when you were going through a difficult time, it's very likely that you did experience some of those because those are some of the emotions that we experience when we're grieving. And you can see how just knowing about some of the emotions and feelings of the grief process can help us be a better caregiver because we won't be surprised by some of the things that the grieving person does. I'd like to share part one of a story of a lady who grieved the loss of her husband. Her husband committed suicide. And the story is rather long, so we're going to divide it into two sessions, and I'm going to read the first part today. But I would like you to listen for what are some of the emotional reactions that she had to her tragedy, and what were the things that she struggled with in her grief process. Here's Barb's story. At approximately 2 p.m. on November 2, 1993, my husband took his own life. That event brought me and our four children face to face with a death we did not understand. Indeed, we did not want to understand. The pain is embodied in the words of our oldest daughter, Eddie. Here are her words. There's no more laughter in this house, for it has passed away. You took the joy we once had known on that awful November day. The pain cuts deep inside my soul. The thoughts that never end of what have been and what will be and where you should be now. I want to run away and hide from all the tears and pain, but there's nowhere that you didn't touch that I can find today. Barb continues, my husband's suicide brought us pain that was and is immeasurable. Initially and for some time after Bill's death, I questioned what I could have done differently. I also experienced some regrets about things said or unsaid during the last few days of his life. I have not felt a lot of anger this past year, mostly sadness. However, when the anger has spilled out, I've tried to channel it in some healthy ways. Some of these ways may sound bizarre, but I'm not the least bit ashamed of them. For example, I visited the cemetery at all hours of the day and night and have sworn at him. I have dug through the snow and ice to uncover his grave marker in the dark so that I could stomp on it. And I've been known to stand in my garage at night and hurl dishes against the wall. All these actions were very therapeutic. One of my significant struggles have been moving from I can't be alone, I can't be a single parent, I can't be a widow, to I don't want to be alone, a single parent, a widow. Two, I am alone, I'm a single parent, and I am a widow. So you can see from this first part of Barb's story, some of the things, some of the emotions that she experiences in this grief process, anger, guilt, denial, depression, struggling with who she is. We'll hear the rest of her story next week. And meantime, if you want to read her story, you can go to my website, wisdomofthewounded.com. You can also go to my website to learn more about how to help someone who has a member of their family commit suicide. Just go to my website and in the search box, write suicide. In our next session, we'll hear the rest of Barb's story.